This is Deborah Green, and we are kicking it in the kitchen. You know, lately, a lot of students have been asking me about the podcast and the address and what the name of the podcast is and where do you find it. So to clear up things, let me give you the rundown, a whole list here. So first, I've got that website address. You can get the website on Google Sites. Now, Kickin' It is not K-I-C-K. Kickin' is K-I-K-N dot I-T, I-N, the kitchen. That's the website address, and you can get it from Google Web. Now, you have to send me, or if you have to send me a Gmail, send it to kikn.kitchen@gmail.com, and I will get your mail. The podcast is located on Google, Spotify, Apple, Civic Media. So any of those four will get you to the podcast. So let's talk about the summer podcast. Many students have come to me very excited about coming and sharing their views on the podcast with me. Now, in order for me to take any applications or take any information, you have to contact me at kickin.kitchen@gmail.com. So you have to send the Gmail, and you have to put your name in full. Don't give me one name and expect me to know who you are. So put your full name, first and last, your school, the grade you are in, why you want to come on the podcast, and topics that you want to talk about. Now, this is open from sixth graders all the way to college students. Just let me know. So, let's move on to that favorite opening phrase that I like to use. We rise when we lift others. So look, everybody, I am looking for 8 students to share a podcast with me this summer. And so far, I have 0. I could make up a list of all the students that called me in the hallway and told me they want to be on the podcast. But if you don't get that information to me through the Gmail, we can't do this. So everybody, let's get those emails in to me so that I can get you on the air. It's just that simple, everybody. It only takes a few minutes. This month is April, the American, Arab, and American Hmong Heritage Month. So let's celebrate the many contributions that American, Arab, and Hmong make to our society. Now, for the message. The end of this week starts the beginning of May, and the countdown is on. We have roughly 32 class days now. 32 class or 32 school days is quite different from the weekends and all of that. It's not that. 32 school days left for the year. So everybody is concentrating on finishing strong, not wrong. So that's the name of the podcast tonight. Finish strong, not wrong. Now, wouldn't it be a shame if you finished the year on the wrong foot instead of on the strong foot? And what I mean by that is you don't have time to waste days after days after days on fooling around and blowing off school and blowing off classes. Remember, they can't pass you if you're just in the hallway. They cannot give you a diploma if you're walking the halls. You have to be ready. And this is why I talk to you about these things, because it is important for you to be ready. So please don't blow this year. Let's finish strong. And no matter where you are, whether you are on the low scale or the high scale, just finish strong. Get into class. Do the things that you have to do. So what does it mean to finish strong? It's different things to different people. To some students, it's just getting to class or getting up in the morning and getting to school. To other students, it means something different. Like, I stayed the course. I studied. I turned in assignments on time. I focused on my work. I did what was required of me. I met my obligations. And in some cases, I exceeded expectations. Then you can say to yourself, about yourself, I am proud of myself. You can look in the mirror and say, I am accomplished. I am established. I work for what I have, and I don't have to apologize for it. You have achieved. And that's a good thing. That's what's on the plate or on the menu every day. It's doing those good things for yourself. You aren't doing them for everybody else. Do them for yourself. Remember, I say challenge yourself. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Stretch your muscles. And for some of you, stretch your muscles and not your mouth so much. But anyway, moving right along. Everything you do should be about being productive. Watch the trends. Watch what's happening around you. One of the big words that I like is negotiate. Start practicing to negotiate. To have better, you must negotiate better. And if you start early, you'll be a master by the time you get into college or by the time you leave high school. Don't let any experience pollute your way of thinking. And remember what I talk about when it comes to thinking. I want you to redo your thinking. Think from all sides of a situation, not just your side. Or not just your friend's side, or your buddy's side, or your BFF's side. Think from all sides. Understand that there are options, and those options come from all sides. So don't let any influence stop any of the sides that you know you need to be thinking from. You know you need to be thinking from the entire picture, not just half of it. Stand tall. Hold your head high and be in your purpose. You are gifted, talented, creative people. Be builders of things like your life. Be a builder of your business, of your family. And that reminds me of something a student asked me. He said, Ms. Green, what if you are a convicted felon and you cannot get a job anywhere? And it only took me a few seconds. And I explained to him that he should become an entrepreneur. You don't have to get a job. Make a job. Make yourself what you want yourself to be. It does not mean, no matter where you start, it doesn't mean that you have to stay there through someone else's opinion or thought of you. Getting a job is good. Creating your job for yourself, even better. So, again, the best days of your life are in front of you. Don't be afraid to bring out the best in you. It is worth it. You have worth. And that's why you need to finish strong, because you are worth it and because you deserve to finish strong. You know, something else I did this Saturday that I thought was strong and I thought was worthy of my attention and my thought. I went to It was the conference at the Arboretum for Earth Day. That's what it was. April the 22nd was Earth Day. And I learned quite a bit. I learned to change my mind about a lot of things that I take for granted when it comes to our Earth. Right now, we only know one place, and that is Earth. And we live here, and we should maintain this place so that we can live a good life here. Each of us can do something more to help our living be the best that it can be. Pick up a piece of paper. Not because you put it or you threw it on the ground. Not necessarily, or not because it's got to have your name on it in order for you to appreciate having a clean atmosphere. You know, the UW has an office of sustainability, and this office gives all kinds of information, and there are many, many programs around the state of Wisconsin and around the country that want to help to preserve the country. And it takes everybody consciously thinking about making our space the best space that it can possibly be. So I got three pieces of information from the Nelson issue. It's the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. And they put out briefs. And I've got three of them. And I want to quickly tell you about a brief on global pandemics and the environment. And all of these things have direct information about our environment and making our environment the best that it can be. And it takes us all to do it. Also, they have a conservation for managing public lands. Public lands, us, we the public. And then they also have one on deer hunting, ecology, and chronic waste disease and animals in Wisconsin. So I just wanted to mention that to tell you that it was very, very interesting. I learned quite a bit, and there was a great deal of discussion about sustaining our world as we know it. So while we're making ourselves better, we can also make our environment better too. All right, now, there's one last thing that I want to say and want to share with you is every 2 weeks or twice a month, I pour as much as I can into you, the young people, to prepare you for opportunity, prepare you for advancement, help you to become job ready, community ready, and life ready. So, my quote to support this statement is, nothing you've been through will be wasted. And think of everything that you go through as an experience to help you grow through your life. So my last words here are, you are your best always, and your best is always good enough. But you must do your best. Remember, no perks without works. Think about it, everybody. And I will see you in a couple of weeks. Good night.